A Jewish Journal article. Mark Levin to Jewish Democrats. What's it going to take to get you to leave the Democrat Party? Mark Levin isn't subtle when it comes to the left. The longtime conservative commentator, who is also the host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox as well as the widely syndicated radio show, The Mark Levin Show, is fervently urging Jews to leave the Democrat Party. I would say to the Jewish people who still support Biden and the Democrat Party, what's it going to take to get you out? He told the Journal. The people chanting, from the river to the sea, and free Palestine, in the streets, or marching with Hamas and holding up signs with swastikas on them. These are not people who want to engage in policy discussions. These are people who want to destroy the state of Israel and beyond, and every single one of them is going to either vote Democrat or for some other third-party candidate. What's that tell you? Since the Israel-Hamas war broke out after October 7, Levin has been critical of the Biden administration's lackluster response, stating in December, when I watch Blinken get up there and lecture the Israelis about how to treat their enemy, I say to myself, you have blood on your hands, pal. What about you? What about your responsibility for lighting up the Middle East? You sit there, you're still funding Iran, you're still funding Hamas, you're still funding the PLO. And now you put your foot on the throat of Israel and you ask, what about the civilians? Levin, the author of American Marxism, and Rediscovering Americanism and the Tyranny of Progressivism, has been tracking the problems of the progressive left for years. Now, finally, it's become obvious that many on the left despise Jews, even though they have been loyal to the party. These protesters feel very comfortable in the Democrat Party as a political home, he said. There is also the Hamas wing of the party, led by Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC and Bernie Sanders. Jews are standing in line and voting for people in the same party as people who would like to see them dead. With the Biden administration pressuring Israel to move forward with a two-state solution and work with a revitalized Palestinian Authority, Levin believes that problems could erupt and damage the U.S.-Israel relationship. Israel should continue to have a relationship where it has the support of the U.S., he said. But the relationship is now that of a mob boss, Joe Biden, who seems to think that as a result of helping Israel, he can actually control the geography, national security, and politics of Israel. It's reprehensible and unconscionable that an administration is trying to break up the country of Israel, because that would destroy it. They're trying to impose a Palestinian state on Israel and prevent them from winning the war. It's a problem with this administration. Israel cannot tolerate this because they are surrounded by enemies. There may come a point at which Israel makes a formal declaration and separates itself from the U.S. Bibi Netanyahu is walking a fine line as well as any human being could. The commentator predicts that if Biden treats Israel the same way it did Ukraine, that could lead to a worse conflict. We gave Ukraine just enough money and types of weapons that they can hold their own but not win, Levin said. Now, they are engaged in horrendous and bloody battles reminiscent of World War I. Members of Congress are turning on Ukraine, which is a horrible mistake. The same thing will happen in the Middle East. That's been the past 3 years with Biden and Blinken. Levin is baffled by the fact that many American Jews still do not like Donald Trump, considering how he pushed for the Abraham Accords, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, recognized the Golan Heights as being under the sovereignty of Israel, and expand Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Which now makes it possible for Jewish students to sue their schools for anti-Semitism and discrimination. The hatred for Trump is bizarre, Levin said. Here, you have a man who has done more for the state of Israel than any other president. Period. Peace broke out in the Middle East when they partnered with more moderate countries. Trump gave up on the Palestinian state because he saw it was pointless. They weren't interested in a state. The hate for Trump is extremely troubling to me because we should at least acknowledge, appreciate and vote for righteous Gentiles who stand up for the state of Israel and the Jewish people. As someone who grew up in the liberal Jewish world, Levin saw that the people around him were more interested in worshipping liberal politics as opposed to practicing Judaism, which caused him to move away from it. My theory is that there are ethnic Jews who are born Jewish but don't have much attachment to the actual faith and history of Judaism, and other Jews who are both ethnic by birth and embrace the faith, he said. Everybody doesn't have to have the same approach to how they practice, but there is the Jew who recognizes the importance of Jerusalem, the religious sites and the religious history of Judaism, as opposed to the Jew who tends to be a secularist who just goes for the high holidays and eats sugar cookies and drinks grape juice. Their religion is leftism. Their religion is the Democrat Party. When you embrace the Democrat Party and their candidates in lieu of your own faith and belief system, it becomes clear to me why so many of these Jewish Democrats do what they do. It is frustrating. It is, in many ways, suicidal and self-defeating when your party's candidates come before your faith. Since October 7, a number of Jews have become disgusted with the anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism on the left and shifted to the right. But Levin is not yet convinced that they'll start voting differently. "We'll find out at the polls if Jews are leaving the Democrat Party," he said. Joe Biden is so laser-focused on Dearborn, Michigan because he's afraid he will lose Dearborn and other places around America where there is a significant Arab-Palestinian population. It's an extraordinarily radical place, with imams saying horrific things about Jews and Israel. The Democrat Party has built this base that includes anti-Semites and people who support and try to justify Palestinian terrorism. I hope there are a lot of Jewish Democrats leaving the party, but the proof will be in the pudding. Levin targets the woke and progressive people he believes are ruining the country, saying that they have devoured most of our culture, from the media to academia. He is often asked if he's optimistic about fighting this movement and securing the future of the country. "It doesn't matter if I'm optimistic or pessimistic," he said. "Just keep fighting. You can't go into a fetal position and surrender. This is the battle of our generation and we're losing it right now. We need a General Patton going to the Battle of the Bulge." If he had said, "It's snowing heavily, we can't get there in time and we don't have enough fuel," they would have lost. If you say, "Damn it, we'll make this effort, we'll get the fuel and help save the day," then you have a chance of winning. That's my attitude. Though Levin focuses mostly on the problems in the US in his books and on his radio and TV show, he summons up the will and strength, day in and day out, to keep on fighting for the country he loves. How? He has faith that grounds him. "More and more, I have faith," he said. "I have a Chabad rabbi in my community and my family and I go there." Chabad is the fastest growing element within Judaism, and they're fantastic. "We're becoming more and more involved in our spirituality and faith. When you learn about the Torah and the various practices, they start to make a lot of sense. I not only pray, but I also talk to God. I don't know if he's talking back, but I talk to him."